right. Good morning.
早上好。
We should all be awake now.
我们大家现在都已经很清醒了。
For the moment. So it is good to be together this morning.
今天早上我们来聚集真的是很好。
And what a full summer it has been.
我们这个暑假是何等的丰富。
But through it all, we have seen the Lord do great things.
我们在这个暑假当中看见神在我们当中做那大事。
And we should be those that declare and testify of how good He is in His faithfulness.
我们应该是那个来宣扬、来见证他我们的主是何等的信实的那一位。
And that relates to my burden this morning, which is that we need to be those that are a living testimony. We have a call on our lives to be a living witness to our Lord Jesus.
所以我今天早晨的负担是关乎于我们有这样的一个呼召，要来成为我们主的见证人。
So we often in our circles use this word testimony.
在我们的聚会当中常常用到这个词见证。
Sometimes words can become very common, but do we reflect on what they really mean?
我们常常用到见证这个词，但是我们有没有真正的去思想到底这个词是什么意思呢？
So a witness is to give testimony or to testify.
一个见证人就是要去见证他所看见的。
And we often think of this as speaking to unbelievers or sharing the gospel with those who have not heard the Lord before.
我们想到这个词的时候，就想到我们要去向还没有信主的人来做见证，或者是要做那个传道。
And that is an important calling that we have, but that is only a part. I believe that spiritually there is so much more to what the Lord has called us to.
但这些只是做见证的一个见证人的一个部分，我相信在属灵的意义上，这个见证人有更多层的意思。
And that's what we want to consider today, living our lives as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天也是我邀请大家一同来思考的，我们的生活乃是要做我们主耶稣的见证人。
So let's read a few scriptures together beginning in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
所以让我们一同来读几处的经文，从《使徒行传》一章八节开始。
So Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
使徒行传一章八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Then a couple of verses in John chapter 14.
还有在约翰福音里面几处的经文。
So John chapter 14, we're going to look at verse 16 and 17.
我们会来读十四章十六到十七节。
I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you.
所以讲到我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为看不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And a couple of verses in 1 Corinthians.
然后在哥林多前书的两处经文。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19 to 20.
在哥林多前书第六章19到20节。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
And then finally, one more verse in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11.
所以最后我们会来读约翰一书五章第十一节。
1 John 5, 11. And the testimony, or witness as some translations say, is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
所以讲到这见证 或别的翻译讲到是见证人，就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
Let's just have one more word of prayer as we begin.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we do look to you. We know it is your pleasure to speak to us and to reveal yourself to us.
主，我们来仰望你，我们知道你喜悦来向我们说话。
And Lord, we acknowledge we desperately need to hear from you.
我们承认说我们何等需要你来向我们说话。
We need the filling of your spirit and your spirit to open our eyes to see Jesus afresh and anew this morning.
我们需要你的圣灵来充满我们，让我们来看见我们的主，以一个新全新的方式来看到我们的主。
So we come and we look to your faithfulness and your enabling in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们来到你面前，我们仰望你的信实，祷告奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
So as we see in that first verse we read in Acts 1:8, we have all been called and equipped to be a witness of the life and character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到在使徒行传我们刚才读的一章八节里面，神他是来呼召我们，我们来作为来装备我们，我们要作为他性情的见证人。
So we want to consider this calling in three ways. We want to look at what is a witness.
所以我们今天来思想关乎见证人的事，我们要思想说什么是见证人。
We want to look at what we are to be witnesses of.
我们要见证什么。
And then when and whereAre we to witness?
我们要在什么时候，在什么地方去做见证？
So first, what is a witness?
所以关乎第一点，什么是一个见证人？
So a witness is someone who has seen or heard or handled something and is able to tell or show others.
见证人就是那些亲眼看见过，亲耳听到，亲手摸过这一个事情的，他要去告诉别人他所见证的这些事。
Or it can be one that is present at a transaction or an event, and they're able to affirm that it took place and what happened there.
或者这个见证人是在某一个交易或一个发生的事情里面，他可以去确定来见证说这个事情有发生。
Now, court systems around the world depend on witnesses every day in their pursuit of truth and to understand what happened in certain circumstances.
所以在世界各地的法院在他们执行的过程中，他们都要依赖这个证人来寻求真相，然后要找出到底这特定的事情有没有发生。
Now, witness in this context is identified to tell what they saw or what they heard in trying to pursue and understand what the facts are.
所以这个见证人他就要来告诉提供这个事实，他们按照他们所看见的所听见的提供一个事实。
You know, I find it very interesting that actually in the current rules still published in the federal judicial system of the U.S. district courts, there's go ahead.
我有一个值得提起的点是关乎现在联邦司法这个系统，他们有发行一些条例，里面有提到这一点。
They have a book of rules and oaths for witnesses and for different judicial positions, and every one of them ends with "So help me God."
所以这个条例当中就讲到美国地方法院他们要求来证人要去起誓，而这些誓言的结尾都讲到说求神帮助我。
And it's actually a phrase that every U.S. president is sworn in by still today.
而这一句话求神帮助我也是美国的这个领导他们在起誓的时候也是要来按这个来起誓。
So we continue to see that we had founding principles founded on the word of God and on what the Lord desired.
所以我们来看见说我们这个国家里面还是有关乎于按照基督徒这些基督的这个信仰所一开始所建立的。
And if you're sworn in as a witness today, many times it's still on the Bible.They still swear witnesses in on the Bible often.
所以现在见证人他们也是要在圣经上面来起誓的。
But sadly, you can also decline and just make an affirmation in today's court system.
但是你也可以来拒绝。
But of course, we know that in man's system, part of the issue is they don't really understand what is the truth.
但在人手所造的这个系统里面，人是有限制的，我们不能完全看见这个真相。
But we know what Jesus says in John 14:6, and that is, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
但在约翰福音里面，我们的主他自己说，我是道路、真理和生命。
So a witness in these legal proceedings is often questioned by multiple attorneys because they want to draw out what they saw or what they heard.
所以在这个司法审讯的过程中，这个见证人常常会被好几个律师来询问，因为这些律师想要找出这个真相。
And some of this questioning is to see what did they see or what did they hear versus what did they think they heard or their perception.
这些询问当中，有一些是要来判断到底这个事情是这个见证人所亲眼看见的，还是这个事情只是这个见证人的自己的想法而已。
Sometimes as fallible people, we may think we saw something or we may think we heard something, but in reality, we only partially saw it.
但人都是会犯错的，有时候我们以为我们看见了一些事情，但其实不是事实的全部。
Or we extrapolated something to mean something that it may not have really meant.
我们可能按照我们所看见的去推断出一个结论，但是那个结论其实不是事实的全部。
I'll give you a little simple example.
我给大家举一个例子。
I was working with a group of people last week on a presentation.
在上一周，我和一群人在准备一些演讲的材料。
And there was a bullet point on the PowerPoint, and the statement was read by multiple people, and it was read, and everybody was agreeing with, this is the statement we want.
在这个幻灯片上有一句话，我们把这句话读了好几次，来确认说，这句话表达的意思是我们想要表达的意思。
However, the second word in that statement was actually misspelled and was a totally different word than what was being read or intended.
但其实在这句话的第二个词有一个错误，所以使这句话所表达的意思并不是我们本来想要表达的意思。
And it actually changed the meaning so that if this was published, people reading it would see something totally different.
所以如果这个幻灯片它公布出来之后，大家看到这一句话，他们所读到的意思跟我们想的会完全不一样。
Unfortunately, we saw the error before we finalized the presentation.
但幸运的是，我们在发布这一个幻灯片之前，我们找到了这个错误。
But over hours of working on this, everybody that read it the same way. And if you would have asked us, we'd have said, "No, it means this," but we would have been wrong.
我们花了很多时间去预备，每一个读的人，他们都以为我们写在幻灯片上面的是写的是对的。
You know, in all matters, including spiritual matters, often we're stubborn and try to take a position of what we think we understand. We might even argue about our position.
所以在这个属灵的意义上面，我们常常也是很固执的。我们以为我们知道，我们甚至会去争论。
But do we really know ourselves? And are we willing to humbly think that we might be wrong?
但我们我们真的认识自己吗？我们能够去谦卑的来承认说，我们有时候也是会犯错的。
Well, thankfully, God is never wrong, and we need to see our total and our opportunity to be totally dependent upon Him.
但我们感谢主，因为我们的神是不会犯错的。我们要看见说，当我们有缺乏的时候，这是我们可以完全来依靠他的机会。
We have no confidence in ourselves, but in the Lord we can have great confidence.
我们虽然对自己没有信心，但是我们可以对神有完全的信心。
You know, if it was not for the grace of God that opened our eyes, we would have no truth to testify to.
如果不是神按着他的恩典来开我们的眼，我们根本就不能去见证任何的真理。
So it's very important that we know the source of all truth.
所以我们要来认识这个真理的泉源。
God is the truth, and His word also declares that that truth has been planted in us.
神是真理，而且在按着他的话来说，这个真理也是种在我们里面的。
The word of God says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit if we have believed in Jesus.
这圣经里面讲到，当我们相信神的时候，这我们就是圣灵。
And there is one who is qualified to be a witness to the truth.
有一位他是能有资格，他是配得去见证那个真理的。
He knows the truth directly and intimately.
他知道真理，而且他是直接亲密的能够认识这个真理。
And his entire function is to reveal that truth.
他的功用就是来显明这个真理。
And that power is the Holy Spirit.
而这个能力就是圣灵。
He has been given to dwell within us if we are believers.
当我们信主的时候，圣灵就赐给了我们，住在我们里面。
And we need to remember that the Holy Spirit is God.
我们要被提醒，圣灵他也是神。
He's part of the triune God, and he has a specific function to reveal and open our eyes to see Jesus and to see the character of Christ.
圣灵乃是三位一体的神里面的其中一个位格，它的功用就是来向我们启示基督，把基督的性情向我们显出来。
He's focused on revealing Christ to us, but he's also focused on revealing Christ through us and manifesting that life of Christ to others.
圣灵他不仅要来向我们显明基督，也要帮助我们通过我们能够来彰显基督。
So we all know the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我们都知道圣灵所结的果子乃是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
I should be able to say that without looking at my notes, but I had to cheat a little bit there.
我应该可以不看着我的笔记来读把这个背下来的，但我还是要看一下。
But these fruit are not given to us, but rather it is the fruit of the Spirit that He wants to manifest through us.
这个果子不是直接给我们的，这乃是我们里面圣灵所结的果子。
The fruit of this Spirit of life flowing through us.
这个圣灵所结的果子就是这个生命能够借着我们流露出来。
And its purpose is to come forth and bless others.
这个目的就是能够来显明出来，也能够以此来祝福我们身边的人。
So truly, I am blessed when I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, right?
所以当我被圣灵充满的时候，我的确是蒙福的。
But His goal is to witness to the person and the purpose of Jesus Christ.
但圣灵的目的乃是能够见证我们里面的这个基督。
And Christ's heart, as we heard last week, is to build His church.And to fulfill His eternal purpose in time.
而基督的目的，他的心意乃是能够使他的教会被建造起来，他永恒的旨意能够在时间里面成就。
So we might think, well, I'm not a super spiritual person like the Apostle Paul, so I'm not qualified to be a witness.
可能你会想，我不是那种超级属灵人，像保罗一样，我不配做这个见证人。
Or we might think, well, we need to be an expert witness.
或者你说我要成为一个专家才能去做证人。
Some cases they call expert witnesses, somebody with them might have medical knowledge or engineering knowledge specialized to the case.
在有一些案件当中，他们的确会传召那种专家证人，因为他们有在医学方面或者是工程方面的知识。
But the question again is, do we really know what we think we know, and do we know ourselves?
但这个问题是我们要问我们自己，我们真的知道我们自以为知道的事吗？
Paul was an expert witness in the law. He was actually a Pharisee of Pharisees.
保罗他在犹太的律法里面是那个专家，他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
And he probably would have been called as an expert witness on the law prior to his Damascus Road experience.
在他去往大马色路上之前，保罗他是配得做那个犹大律法的专家证人的。
It was because of this knowledge and his apparent zeal for God that he was actually given authority over those that were persecuting the church.
也因着他的知识，因着他的热心，他有权柄去来迫害教会。
Paul thought he was doing the right thing.
保罗以为他在做正确的事。
And despite all his expertise, all his knowledge, Paul, or Saul as he was called before he was saved,
但尽管他有这样专业的知识，保罗在他得救之前称作扫罗。
He was actually totally disqualified to be a witness for the Lord.
他却是不配去来见证主耶稣的。
He even declared everything to us that made him unreliable as a witness.
他自己也承认，在他信主之前，他是不配做那个见证人的。
In 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul said he was the chief of sinners.
在提摩太前书一章十五节，保罗他自己说他是罪人中的罪魁。
He tells us he would go and take people out of their houses and drag them off to prison.
他讲到说他到每一家去抓拿信徒，把他们放在监里面。
He would cast his vote to put believers to death just because they believed in the Lord Jesus.
他会去让这些信徒，他同意这些信徒去受死。
And Paul declared that in him is no good thing apart from the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗他自己来宣告说，在除了基督的生命以外，在他里面没有一点好处。
Paul realized he could not be made better.
保罗他自己认识到他没有办法变得更好。
It was really not a matter of improving this old man, this self-life.
这不是关乎于来提升他自己里面这个老我。
It was a matter of recognizing that this old man had been put to death and now there was a new life, Christ's life, a resurrected life available to work in him.
而是他看见了说这样里面的这个老我要被钉死来接受这个新的生命乃是基督的生命。
We praise the Lord for this exchanged life.
我们感谢主给我们这样一个交换的生命。
This does not mean that our personality is destroyed and done away with.
这不是说我们本来的这个性格就没有了。
You know, the Lord has uniquely made each and every one of us so that He can display His glory and His majesty and His grace through us.
我们知道神造我们，使我们每一个人都是那么的独一无二，而借着我们，他能够显明他的荣耀。
So what Paul finally came to realize is that his disqualification was the number one thing that did qualify him to be a witness.
所以保罗他就他的不配却成为了他配得来作为见证人的这个条件。
When he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, then all his worldly knowledge and what he thought he knew was put in the right perspective in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当保罗在去大马士革的路上遇见我们的主耶稣的时候，他所有属世的宗教的这些知识都在主耶稣的真理和光中被改变了。
1 John 2:27 reminds us, The anointing which you received from him, the Holy Spirit, abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
在约翰一书二章二十七节里面讲到，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So teaching and fellowship are important and needed for us to grow in Christ.
所以教导和交通对于我们在主里面成长是很重要的。
But it's not teaching and fellowship to gain knowledge in itself.
但是教导和交通不是为着我们可以只是得着知识而已。
Knowledge we know puffs up, but we need to see a revelation of the Lord Jesus and His purpose and His desire.
我们都知道知识叫人自高，但我们需要能看见基督的启示，能够看见神他永恒的旨意。
And we need to remember, if we believed in the Lord Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, and He desires to magnify Christ and to reveal Christ.
所以我们要记得。当我们信主的时候，圣灵就居住在我们里面，而圣灵的功用乃是能够来尊基督为大。
So after meeting Jesus face to face, Paul was able to declare that it's all the grace of the Lord.
所以，当保罗他亲眼看见主的时候，保罗他就能够来宣告，这全都是因着基督的恩典。
And that this life through the Holy Spirit could be and is intended to be manifested through him.
所以这基督的生命乃是借着圣灵能够从我们里面被彰显出来。
So Paul had this other interesting declaration. He was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以我们记得保罗他有另外一个非常有意思的这一句话。
He was speaking of the heavenly vision, Christ and His church.
他讲到说他没有违背属天的意象，而这个属天的意象乃是关乎神的教会和他永恒的旨意。
But he used this double negative, which looks very strange, especially for those of us that grew up learning English.
所以这个属天的意象是关乎基督和他的教会，但是他在做这个说这句话的时候，他是用到了双重否定。
This is not how we would phrase it. We would want to say we were obedient to the heavenly vision.
我们很少会用双重否定，我们可能会说我们顺服那个属天的意象。
But Paul knew something about himself now at this time and realized that everything within him and this old man was disobedient.
但保罗却要这样来说这句话，因为他知道他里面的这个老我是要违背这个属天的意象的。
He was naturally disobedient and he could not sustain being obedient in himself.
他天然的生命是使他不能够去顺服这个属天的意象的。
But through denying himself and surrendering to this life that was now in him, he could say, I was no longer disobedient to the heavenly vision.
但借着舍己来降服于这个新的生命，他可以来说他没有违背这个属天的意象。
This vision that had captured him and kept him, and now through the many challenges that he would face, he learned repentance and coming back to the Lord.
这个属天的意象就抓住他，保守他。他虽然经过许多的挑战和失败，他也学习要来悔改。
And then through his total dependence and on the indwelling Holy Spirit, Paul could declare victoriously that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以借着他学习依靠他内住的圣灵，保罗可以在得胜的地位上宣告他从这个不顺服的生命当中得着了释放。
He was delivered from this disobedient life.
他从这个不顺服的生命中得着了释放。
And when we've been saved, we've been washed clean, we've been now given the Holy Spirit to dwell within us.
当我们得救的时候，我们被洁净之后，我们也是借着圣灵有这个新的生命。
This qualifies each and every one of us to be that witness.
使我们可以配得做那个见证人。
We have good news to declare.
我们有这个好的消息，我们可以去来宣告。
And as we let the Holy Spirit conform us to the character of Christ, over time we'll have more and more and more to even share and witness to.
所以当圣灵在我们里面使我们更多的像主的时候，我们就有更多的事情，更多的基督的性情可以去见证。
So in some cases, witnesses are called to be character witnesses.
有在某些案件当中，见证人是做那个品格的见证。
They're asked to give their understanding of somebody else and what that person is like in order to give their credibility of whether their testimony.
所以品格见证人他们所见证的乃是这个人他到底他所说的他的品格是不是值得有这个可信度的。
Is the person a trustworthy person? What kind of character are they made up of?
这个人他到底是一个可信的人吗？他的品格是什么？
What does their behavior show? What does their speech show over time?
他们的行为，他们的言语是如何的？
So therefore, to be a character witness, you have to have spent some significant time with the other person.
如果你是那个品格的见证人，你需要与你所见证的这个人有一段相处，有一段相当长的相处的时间。
If we spend limited time with someone, then we only have limited information really about them.
如果我们只是跟这个人有短暂的相处，那我们对这个人的认识也是很有限的。
So a witness is one who testifies to the truth revealed by the Holy Spirit.
所以见证人乃是来见证通过圣灵所显明的真理。
And to be a witness, we need to know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and the person of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果要来见证这个真理的话，我们要认识主耶稣他自己，也要认识我们里面的圣灵。
We need to understand that we are disqualified, but we also need to understand the qualifying work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们要明白我们本身是不配的，但是借着内住的圣灵使我们配。
And that the Holy Spirit's function is to witness Christ to us and through us.
所以圣灵它的功用乃是使我们可以见证基督。
So that actually brings us to our second point. What are we witnesses of?
所以就把我们带到第二个点，我们所见证的是什么呢？
The Lord very clearly in His Word declared that we are to be His witnesses.
主他很清楚地向我们说，我们要成为他的见证人。
Our lives are actually to serve as character witnesses of Christ and to tell other people who He is and how great things He has done.
我们的生活其实就是做主耶稣他性格的他品格的这个见证人，能够让人来知道我们的主他是如何的，还有他在我们身上所成就的大事。
We are to proclaim His eternal purpose and what His heart's desire is.
我们是要来宣告他永恒的旨意和他心里面的旨意。
You know, we heard earlier this summer we are to be a kingdom people living under the kingship of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们在过去这个暑假，我们来听到我们要成为天国的子民，我们要在神他的国度、他的权柄下生活。
Living in that kingdom today, and also being prepared to abundantly enter that eternal kingdom.
所以我们今天学习做天国的子民，是为着我们以后可以丰丰富富的进入他的国。
But if we're to witness to that, what does it mean to be citizens of the kingdom and under His kingship and lordship?
所以我们如何去见证说我们要做他国度的子民，来见证他的权柄呢？
To know that, we have to spend time with the King.
要认识到这一点，我们要花时间与这位王来同住。
Allowing Him to exercise that lordship and kingship in our lives.
让这位王在我们身上能够掌权。
John 15 gives us that reminder that we are to abide in Christ if we are to be fruitful.
约翰福音十五章就提醒我们，如果我们要结果子，我们要住在基督里面。
We are to be those branches abiding in the vine, our Lord Jesus.
就像那个枝子要连于葡萄树。
So we know we should begin each day with fellowship and coming to the Lord.
所以我们知道我们每一天的开始应该是开始于我们与主的这个交通。
Reading His Word, praying.
读他的话语，祷告。
Realizing the Holy Spirit wants to reveal Christ to us.
来认识到圣灵是何等愿意向我们来彰显基督。
And we also know we need to gather together with the saints to be built up in fellowship together.
我们也知道我们要与圣徒一同聚集，能够一同被建造。
As we read in 1 John 5:11, the witness is this, that God has given eternal life, but that life is in His Son.
所以在约翰一书五章十一节讲到，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
And God's heart is that His Son would have first place in everything in our lives.
神的心意乃是他的儿子可以在万有中居首位。
You know, it's really not about us. It's really all about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这实在不跟我们其实没有什么关系，这都是关乎于主的。
But marvelously, He chooses to include us, His church.
但很奇妙的是，他要把我们也包括在里面，他的教会，把这个教会放在他这个旨意里面。
And He has done wonderful things for us, but His purpose is that we would witness to who He is.And give Him glory and honor in all aspects of our life.
虽然实在在我们生命中成就那奇妙的事，使我们可以来见证他，能够把荣耀尊贵都归给他，在我们生活所有的方面。
So if we only give Him a portion of our time, such as honoring Him by attending meetings,
如果我们只是给主一部分的时间，好像只是来聚会的时候，我们把时间归给他。
But then we live the rest of our lives really pursuing earthly and worldly goals.
但我们其余的生活都是来追逐这些属地的目标。
Then our witness is really that of a hypocrite.
而我们所见证的是一个假冒伪善的见证。
You know, hypocrisy of believers and the hypocrisy in our lives has probably done more damage to the church and to our young people than any other tactic of the enemy.
所以在信徒当中，这个假冒伪善的见证比起仇敌的攻击，更加伤害教会，伤害到我们年轻的一代。
If our lips acknowledge God, but then what's seen is our pursuit of everything other than God in our lives.
如果我们只是嘴唇去承认我们的主，但我们的生活都是我们的生活，我们的目标所追求的都是主以外的事情。
Then we cannot be effective witnesses.
我们不能成为那个有功用的见证人。
You know, sometimes our witness is not as much about what we say or even the services we might do.
有时候我们的见证不是关乎于我们说的，甚至也不关乎我们的一些服事。
It's really about what our life shows.
而是我们生命、我们的生活所显出来的。
Is the fruit of the Spirit coming through and coming forth?
我们的生活有圣灵所结的果子吗？有基督的生命流露出来吗？
And no matter how hard we try, we cannot produce that fruit. That's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit.
而且不管我们如何去尝试，这不是我们自己所能结出的果子。 所以圣经里面说那是圣灵所结的果子。
For example, we don't produce patience, but because we are abiding in the vine, patience comes forth even through our lives.
举一个例子，我们自己是不能结那个忍耐的果子的，但就像那个枝子连于葡萄树一样，圣灵可以在我们里面结出忍耐的果子。
Or at least it has the opportunity to come forth.
至少这个圣灵它有这样的机会在我们里面结忍耐的果子。
So Brother James Mastriani told a story to the middle school and high school and at CSC that that is a simple way to illustrate this point.
所以我们在夏令会上，这个 James Mastriani 弟兄有跟高中生和初中生分享一个故事，是刚才关于这个忍耐的果子的一个例子。
This was about a couple he knows very well, and the husband of this couple is prone to have some emotional outburst, especially when he sees something he thinks is unjust. He gets a little bit angry and excited.
所以 James 弟兄他认识一对夫妻，这个夫妻当中这个丈夫，他当他看见一些不公平的事情发生的时候，他的情绪就很容易爆发。
It's out of a zeal for righteousness.
这个情绪的爆发是他对于这个公益的热心的一个体现。
But anyway, one night the couple was going out and they were looking for a parking place in a very packed parking lot.
有一天晚上，这对夫妻他们一同出去，他们在一个非常拥挤的停车场里面在找一个停车位。
And they've been circling around for a while, and then finally they saw somebody pulling out. So they came up, turned on their blinker, and they were waiting patiently as the person backed out and went past them.
所以他们在停车场里面转了好几圈，终于他们看见有一个人要离开，所以他们就在等这个人离开，然后他们也打开了他们的转向灯。
So in the meantime, and we've all been there, somebody races around the other side and comes in and pulls in, ignoring the person's blinker and that they've been waiting.
但是在这个时候呢，就像我们也可能经历过的，有另外一辆车从别的方向开过来，很快的就抢走了这对弟兄姊妹他们的停车位。
So the husband slowly pulls up and rolls down the window, and the wife goes, "Oh, this is not good." She starts sinking down in her seat, and she's just, "This is just not good."
所以这个丈夫他就打开他的窗户，当这个妻子看见的时候，他心里面就很紧张，他就缩在他的座位上。
So she fully expects her husband to yell and for everybody around in the parking lot to hear how he was unjustly, his parking spot was stolen away, right?
这个妻子她就想着说她的丈夫可能会向这个停车场的所有人都大喊大叫，能够告诉这个停车场里面的人，这个另外一个司机抢走了他们的车位。
And on other occasions that might have been his response. But on this occasion he actually pulled up and he said good evening, and have a blessed evening to the person, and drove off.
但这个丈夫就很惊讶的是，这个丈夫他只是跟那个抢走他们车位的司机说有就向他们问好，然后跟祝福他们有一个美好的晚上。
Now the other drivers clearly did not even understand why they were given this blessing, right? But the wife knew it was quite a miracle and working of the Holy Spirit.
所以那个抢走他们车位的这个司机，他们可能也很惊讶。然后这个妻子她自己也是觉得说看到了一个神迹。
But that's how simple it really can be. When we're yielding to the Holy Spirit over time, He conforms us to His character.
但是当我们向圣灵来降服的时候，这其实是一件很简单的事情，因为圣灵就把我们更多的把我们变成基督的样式。
So getting to know Jesus means we also get to know and need to get to know the body of Christ.
当我们来认识主的时候，也意味着我们要来认识他的身体。
His body is part of him. You cannot separate the head from the body.
他的基督的身体乃是基督的一部分。
And when the body is rightly connected to the head, it reflects the character and the nature of the head.
所以我们不能使这个身体与这个元首分离。当这个身体它是连于元首的时候，身体也是来彰显这个元首他的性格。
So we need to get to know one another. We need to spend time together, and that's beyond just gathering together on Fridays and Sundays.
所以我们要彼此来熟悉，这不只是在礼拜五或礼拜天聚会的时候我们来认识彼此。
We need to look and seize those opportunities to get together for fellowship as the family of Christ.
所以我们要 寻找那样的机会，我们彼此在基督的家里面，我们有更多的交通。
And that may be inviting one or two other families over to the house.
可能是你要去邀请一两位家庭一两个家庭来到你的家中。
And ask the Lord to extend and ask you who to invite, not just exactly who you want to invite.
求主来向你显明要去邀请什么哪些弟兄姊妹，而不只是按照你自己的喜好来去邀请。
Or it might be participating in activities or events together, but it is spending time together and fellowshipping about what the Lord's doing, even as you're going through the very natural things of life.
也可能是一同来参加一些活动，但这些都是为着我们可以有更多的交通。
Unless we spend time together, we really miss out on the dimensions of Christ and what He wants to reveal.
如果我们不来花时间彼此有这样相处的话，我们就流失了基督他里面不同的这些方面。
And that includes each person has a unique aspect of Christ to share, and that means fellowshipping even amongst various age groups.
所以我们的肢体，我们每一个肢体在我们里面都有那一份基督，是需要彼此来交通的。这也包括我们要和不同年龄层的弟兄姊妹有交通。
And then just a reminder that fellowship is sharing that life together. It's not just meetings.
我们再次来强调说，交通乃是来分享我们里面的这个生命，而不只是一同参加聚会而已。
So another story, actually, during CFC, Brother David Payne told a story that really helped illuminate, at least for a few of us, this aspect of realization of the body of Christ.
所以想跟大家分享另外一个故事，是在这个基督徒家庭特会上David Peng 弟兄向我们分享了一个例子，是很能够帮助我们看见基督身体这个真理。
So in Acts chapter 9, we see Saul, who was renamed Paul, was blinded by the light that he saw on the road to Damascus, blinded for 3 days.
在使徒行传第九章里面，扫罗后面又称作保罗，他被那个大光就瞎眼了三天。
And God sent a brother named Ananias to him.
然后神他就差遣亚拿尼亚去保罗那里。
And we know very little about Ananias, very seemingly insignificant brother.
我们对于亚拿尼亚的认识不是很多，看起来好像只是一个不起眼的弟兄。
But yet he was the one that the Lord chose to send to Paul to open Paul's eyes.
但主却拣选亚拿尼亚去开保罗的眼。
You know, the Lord could have opened Paul's eyes many ways. He didn't even need to send somebody there. He could have just spoken the word and opened Paul's eyes.
神其实不需要去差遣亚拿尼亚去开这个保罗的眼。神他只要说一句话，他就可以开保罗的眼。
But we know the Lord had a purpose. And even Ananias questioned and said, Lord, do you really know who this is you're sending me to?
所以，但是神他是有一个目的的。但其实亚拿尼亚自己他也有一个疑问，他来问神说，主，你知道你要差遣我到谁那里吗？
Paul's witness up to then was one that was persecuting the church and putting believers to death.
这个扫罗他是逼迫教会的。
But the Lord told Paul, or Ananias, I have chosen Paul as my vessel. And so Ananias obediently then went to Paul.
但主对亚拿尼亚说，扫罗是我所拣选的器皿。
And then when Ananias entered the room, it's recorded in the word of God that he said, Brother Saul.
所以当亚拿尼亚他进去扫罗所在的那个房子的时候，亚拿尼亚说，兄弟扫罗。
We never see the Lord directly tell Ananias, go call him Brother Saul.
主没有直接的跟亚拿尼亚说，你要去称扫罗为兄弟扫罗。
But Ananias recognized that one called by the Lord, One who has believed in the Lord is a brother in Christ.
但亚拿尼亚他却有这样的一个认识，那个被神所呼召的，那个在相信神的，他就是在基督的身体里面的一位弟兄。
And this probably had a big impact on Paul, even clarifying his vision of Christ in the church.
这可能在扫罗的身上有一个很大的影响，然后使他看见了这个属天的意象。
And then Paul actually recounts this story in Acts 22:15.
保罗他自己也有提起过这样的一个经历，在《使徒行传》22章里面，他提到。
And Paul states that Ananias said this to him, "The God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear an utterance from his mouth, for you will be a witness of him to all men of what you have seen and heard."
所以保罗在使徒行传二十二章十四到十五节里面就讲到说，亚拿尼亚向他说，我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音，因为你要将所看见的、所听见的，对万人为他做见证。
So one of the things that we see here is the importance of being a witness of Christ, even to fellow believers and to one another.
所以在这个故事里面，我们就看见，尽管我们是信徒，我们信徒之间彼此来做基督的见证是多么的重要。
Now, if we are going to be a witness for Christ, we also need to understand and expect opposition from the enemy.
当我们想要来成为基督的见证人的时候，我们也要预想说我们会受到仇敌的一些攻击。
So before a witness goes into the courtroom, they actually are subject to a process called being deposed or having a deposition.
当一个见证人他出庭之前，这个见证人他是要宣誓，然后宣誓说他要接受之后在法庭上的询问。
And I've had the pleasure of being deposed several times in my job or witnessing other people being deposed and having to go through this experience.
因着我的工作，我就有这样的机会，也有出庭去审问，被询问，也见证过别人，看见过别人出庭，被审问。
And what you have is several hours of the opposing attorney asking you questions and trying to grill you.
所以反方的律师他们会一直的不停的询问你，有时候这个询问的过程会持续好几个小时。
And if you pay attention over time, interesting, a lot of times they ask the same question over or ask it in many different ways.
如果你去仔细的听这些问题的话，你就发现这些问题会重复的被问好几次。
And what's their purpose? Their purpose is to try to find inconsistencies or to get you to answer the question differently different times.
那他们这样子去问你的这个目的是什么呢？乃是能够在你的回答里面找出那个不一致的地方。
They want to expose those inconsistencies in your life or they want to be able to devalue your testimony.
当他们找出那些不一致的时候，你的证词就变得没有那么有价值了。
And of course, if we are witnessing out of our own intelligence or our own ideas and our own self-efforts, then we are subject to being exposed.
当我们想要去见证我们自己的一些观点的时候，我们的确会被容易找出这些不一致性。
But as a Christian, our witness is Christ, and in Christ, we have nothing to fear.
但在作为基督徒，我们所见证的乃是基督。在基督里面，我们不需要去害怕。
Bible actually tells us in Revelation 12:10 that the enemy, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren, and he does not stop day and night accusing us.
在启示录十二章里面讲到，那魔鬼仇敌他是控告弟兄的，他不停的昼夜的控告弟兄。
But wonderfully in that verse we see that he will ultimately be thrown down. The Lord is the victor.
但在那句经文里面提到他这个仇敌已经被摔下去了，而我们的主是已经得胜的。
In the very next verse we have this declaration, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even faced with death.
在十一节里面提到弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
This is our witness, and this is the life that abides in us, an overcoming and abundant life.
这是我们的见证，这个生命是住在我们里面的，是一个丰富而且是一个得胜的生命。
And the fullness of that life is available to each and every one of us, just as it was available to Ananias and available to Paul.
这个生命的丰富是我们都可以得着的，也就如亚拿尼亚和保罗他们所得着的一样。
You know, one of the enemy's favorite tactics is to try to keep us from seeing or experiencing the fullness of that with the brothers and sisters.
而仇敌他最喜欢的一个计谋就是阻拦我们去弟兄姊妹之间却有这样的一个见证。
You know, if we find our gatherings with the brothers and sisters challenging or sometimes even boring, the question is, What is our contribution to that?
当我们觉得说我们的聚集是有挑战的，我们的聚会可能甚至还有一些无聊，我们要问我们自己，我们为这样的一个情形，我们可以做些什么？
Does not mean that we don't have challenges in our meetings and things we need to pray about, but the question is, are we bringing in Christ every time we come together?
这不是说我们的聚会就没有问题，我们不需要为这些问题去祷告。而是当我们来到聚会的时候，我们有把我们里面那一份基督带到聚会当中吗？
If we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, His desire is to worship Christ, to manifest Christ.
如果我们愿意圣灵来引导我们的话，圣灵的工作就是让我们来见证基督，能够来去敬拜他。
However, if we're abiding in ourselves or distracted by all the things of our life, we will quench the Spirit and our times will be lifeless.
但是当我们只是住在我们自己里面的时候，我们就灭没那个圣灵在我们里面的感动。我们聚会的时候是一个没有生命的聚会。
But thankfully, when we abide in Christ and when we get to know the Holy Spirit, He wants to enliven our times together.
但当我们是圣灵在我们当中的时候，圣灵是要使我们聚会变得一个是富有生命的聚会。
So finally, where does He want us to witness?
最后一点是关乎我们在什么时候来做这个见证呢？
Acts 1:8 says, in Jerusalem, which represents actually His house, His presence.
在使徒行传第一章八节里面讲到说要在耶路撒冷做见证，而耶路撒冷其实就是预表着他的家，他的神的同在。
The Holy Spirit in us has a desire to worship the Lord.
这个在我们里面的圣灵渴慕我们能够来敬拜神。
And our witness begins with worshiping Jesus.
我们的见证乃是从敬拜开始。
Worshiping Him as we even begin our day before we even open the Word.
在敬拜在我们每是我们每一天的开始。
Worship as the center of our families.
敬拜是应该是我们家庭的时间的中心。
Do our children see us as worshippers of Christ?
我们的孩子看我们是敬拜基督的人吗？
And worship certainly should be the center of our times together.
而敬拜也应该是我们聚会时的中心。
We are not only witnesses to the unsaved and to the world, we are witnesses to one another, and we are witnesses to our families.
我们不仅是向那些还没有信的或向这个世界来做见证，我们在我们的家庭里面也是要彼此做见证的。
Is Christ the center of our family life?
基督是我们家庭生活的中心吗？
Or is it our job and our schooling and our recreation or what occupies us the most? Or are those things grounded in Christ?
还是一些别的事情，我们的工作、学校，甚至是我们的爱好呢？
Do we seek His will and even together as a family pray for His leading moment by moment?
我们作为一个家庭，我们会一同来寻求神的旨意吗？
Similarly, how do we interact with one another as brothers and sisters?
那同样的，我们弟兄姊妹之间要如何的相处呢？
The word reminds us that there's no Jew, nor Greek, nor Chinese, nor Czech. Our identity is Christ.
圣经就提醒我们，在我们当中就再也没有犹大人、希腊人、中国人、甚至捷克人的这些区别。我们的认同乃是基督。我们的身份乃是基督。
The Lord has uniquely made each and every one of us, and through that, He wants to reveal His glory and bring honor to the Father.
神他造我们是使我们每一个人都独一无二，但是也通过这样使我们可以把荣耀颂赞都归给神。
And He wants to build us together as the church, so we have to be careful not to separate and divide along lines, including lines of language and culture.
他也要使我们一同被建造，成为他的教会。所以我们不应该让一些事情，甚至我们的语言或者是文化，来使我们有分裂。
But rather recognize that those things, that variety even speaks of how great and how vast our Lord is, and gives us a greater witness of His character and who He is.
所以当我们意识到这些不同的时候，我们也知道说这个多样性其实更是来见证基督的品格和他的所施。
Further, to be a faithful witness, it is imperative that we come prepared when we gather, like a Friday night, we come prepared to share. Wednesday night, we come prepared to pray.
而作为这个信实的见证人，我们要认识到，当我们礼拜五来到聚会的时候，礼拜三我们一同祷告的时候，我们来到这些聚会的时候，我们是预备好能够去分享，能够去祷告的。
And in the other times that we have the opportunity to gather together, we come prepared to share the life of Christ with one another.
在其他的时候，其他的场景，我们一同聚集的时候，我们也应该准备好能够分享我们里面的基督。
Now we have to be careful because we're not coming to hammer knowledge or information into one another.
我们要小心，我们不是要把这些知识好像印凿在弟兄姊妹的脑子里面。
2 Corinthians 3:6 reminds us that the letter kills, but the Spirit brings life.
在哥林多后书三章六节提醒我们，那个字句使人死，经意使人活。
So the number one thing we want to do is share and testify what we've seen, what we've handled, what we've heard in life with one another.
我们想要与彼此做的见证，乃是我们亲眼所见、亲耳所听、我们亲手所摸过的。
We have a wonderful life to share together, and it is even brighter when we come together as the body of Christ.
我们有一个这样奇妙的生命，我们可以一同来分享。而这个生命，当我们一同聚集去分享的时候，变得更加的明亮。
And that reality speaks to our children as well.
而那样的实际是能够与我们的孩子来分享的。
So Paul's testimony in Acts 20:27 states, For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose, or some translations say the whole counsel of God.
在使徒行传二十章二十七节，保罗的见证乃是因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
Wow, the whole means nothing is left out.
在英文的翻译里面讲到是神完全的旨意，这个完全就是说保罗没有落下一样不传给他们。
We are to be declaring and sharing the whole counsel of God with one another.
我们彼此之间是要来传扬神完全的旨意。
And how do we do that?
我们要如何行呢？
That comes through denying ourselves, taking up our cross, following the Lord Jesus.
我们要来舍己，背起我们的十字架，跟随主。
And allowing His Holy Spirit to bear that fruit.
来使他的圣灵在我们里面结果子。
It may not be natural for us to deny ourselves.
可能对我们来说，舍己不是一件很自然而然的事。
But it is natural for that life, the Holy Spirit within us.
但在我们里面的圣灵而言，这个舍己是自然的。
It's natural for Him to lead us in a way that lays down that which is not His perfect will and bring us into the joy and the perfection of what the Lord desires.
圣灵的工作在我们里面可以把我们带到神这完全的旨意当中。
You know, we need to recognize we were created to fulfill His eternal purpose.
我们要来认识到我们所造是要来成就神他永恒的旨意。
And to be that one body under His headship, witnessing of His character in His life.
能够成为那样，成为一个身体，在元首以下，来见证基督这个元首的性情。
The Lord also tells us to witness not only in Jerusalem, but in Judah and Samaria.
圣经里说，他们不仅要在犹大全地做见证，他们也要在撒玛利亚在别的地方做见证。
We are to be a witness to the church universal.
我们要来向这个宇宙性的教会来做见证。
There are many brothers and sisters that may be caught up with many doctrines or many ideas or even different divisions, but all are believers in Christ.
有一些信徒可能他们会被一些教导，甚至是宗派所抓住，但是所有的信徒都是在基督里，都是弟兄姊妹。
That does not mean that we go astray or accept everything or even practice things that we know are not right. That's not what we want to do.
这不是说我们要去远离这个真理来 去操练一些可能不讨神喜悦的事情。
But we're also not to argue with one another and divide along those lines. We are to come together and share Christ and come together on that ground.
我们也不是要与弟兄姊妹们来争论，或者是要有分裂，我们是要来向彼此来见证基督。
We cannot be exclusive and isolate ourselves.
我们不能把自己隔离起来。
We want the fullness of the Lord's heart to be realized in every one of His believers.
我们渴慕基督他的心意能够完全的成就在他儿女的身上。
And then finally, the Word tells us to be witnesses to the remotest parts of the world.
最后，圣经也告诉我们，我们这个见证是要传到地极的。
So we are to be witnesses to those that do not know the Lord, to be to the world.
我们的确是要向那些还没有认识主的人来做见证。
And sometimes that can mean going to another country. We, our brother and our sister's family just came back from the Dominican Republic.
有些时候这意味着我们要从别的国家回来。我们当中也有弟兄姊妹的确是刚从别的国家回来。
Well, the Lord can call you to pass out tracts and to testify to who He is out on the sidewalk.
也许神呼召你要去来发放这些福音的单张。
But it may also mean very often every day just opening the door for somebody or how you greet somebody even in the grocery store.
但也可能是每天你可能要把你家的门打开，或者是在买菜的时候向别人问好。
It may be allowing somebody else to see how you react to a situation.
或者是让别人看见你在某一些环境中你是如何去反应的。
Or if you make a mistake, are you willing to admit you made a mistake and ask the Lord for forgiveness, even if it exposes you to other people?
当你犯错的时候，你愿意去承认你的错误吗？虽然可能承认这个错误会使你暴露在别人的眼光之下。
Life is full of challenges, but each one is an opportunity to be a witness of the overcoming life of Christ that is in us.
我们的生活的确是充满挑战的，但是这些挑战都是能够使我们里面这个得胜的生命彰显出来的机会。
The workplace is also a great place to be a witness because think about how much time we spend at the workplace.
这个工作的地方是一个我们很好去做见证的地方，因为你想想我们花多少的时间是在我们工作上面的。
And even if you are not allowed to talk about Jesus outwardly in the workplace, nothing prevents you from manifesting the life of Christ in your behavior and how you interact with your coworkers.
虽然可能你在你工作的地方没有办法明明的去传这个福音，但是这不代表说你就不能借着你的行为、你的言语去彰显你里面的生命。
If the Holy Spirit is operative in your life over time, your coworkers in the world will take notice.
这圣灵所结的果子乃是运行在你的里面的，所以借着时间，你身边的这你的同事是会看见的。
And then we also all have neighbors.
我们也都有邻居。
Joel and I appreciate it during after the hurricane, helping all the neighbors clean up the street. We met people that have lived there several years and we never knew before.
我和我的小儿子 Joel 就在这个飓风之后就清理街道的时候遇到了许多邻居，有些邻居是我们从来没有见过的，或者是很久没有见的。
But now we had an opportunity to meet, to work together, and even then to share together how thankful we were that the Lord let the tree fall on the street, not on the house, or other ways He may have protected us in the storm.
所以我们清理街道的时候就有这样的一个机会能够向我们的邻居去做见证，我们何等感谢神使这个树只是倒在了街上，没有倒在房子上。
And we had grounds to have interaction, and we need to let people see us if we're letting the Holy Spirit be operative in our life.
所以我们有这样的机会能够向别人做这个见证，而这个圣灵也是运行在我们里面，给我们这些机会。
You know, I was reminded that often it's just our attitude that needs to be exposed, but our attitude is what's most important as we interact with one another.
我也是被提醒，我们彼此相处当中，我们的这个态度也是要被神来改变，这个态度也是很重要的。
And my willingness to say, well, my life's not too busy. What does the Holy Spirit want me to do? Or who does He want me to interact with?
我是否愿意是来寻求圣灵，让圣灵来告诉我他想要我和什么人有一些交通。
You know, naturally we are lovers of self, and our natural response is to react to our environment.
按照我们天然的这个生命，我们很多时候都会因着环境，因着我们所经历的事情，做出反应。
Or to react to our circumstances or other people, but the world is watching.
这个世界在看我们做出的这些反应。
And when we express a servant's heart, and when we're at peace and rest in the midst of the turmoil that's around us, there is a witness of the character and the life of Christ.
但当我们活出的是一个仆人的样式，当我们面对这些事情、这些挑战、压力的时候，我们是在安息里面的话，我们也是在做基督的见证。
He's building his church in these days, and he wants us to witness of this life.
他如今是在建造他的教会，他也渴慕我们去见证他啊，他在他所做的这个工作和他自己。
To witness to one another in the world of his eternal purpose.
能够来向这个世界见证他永恒的旨意。
And as our brother reminded us last week, it may not be easy, but it is simple.
就如弟兄上一周提醒我们的，这不是一件容易的事，但是一件简单的事。
So may we be those that simply deny ourselves and let the Holy Spirit bring His church into the joy and the fulfillment of what the Lord has created us for.
所以愿意我们真的来舍己，让圣灵能够使他的教，把教会带到喜乐和神他完全的旨意当中。
Lord, we do thank you that you have given us a helper. You have given us your Spirit to be with us eternally.
主，我们何等的感谢你！你赐给我们一位保惠师，就是圣灵。
Lord, may Your Spirit continue to open our eyes, that we would get to know the Holy Spirit, that we would get to know You, Jesus.
求主，你真的借着圣灵继续来开我们的眼，能够让我们更多的看见你。
And that we would be those that are allowing the Holy Spirit to bear that fruit and witness of the life of Christ to one another and to this world.
愿意圣灵在我们里面帮助我们更多的来见证你，见证你的品格。
We are thankful that we can commit ourselves into the hands of the victorious one, into your hands, Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，我们可以把自己交在你的手中，因为你是那位得胜的。
And in your victorious name, Lord, we pray.
我们这样的祷告是奉你得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.